Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Walz speaks to the state and a flurry of bills head to the finish line. MNN's John Anderson with this week's Capitol Recap.
Governor Walz gave his final State of the State address. He looked back and ahead.
I still have 8 months, that's not your applause line, left in this job. And I intend to use every hour of every day to make as much progress as we possibly can.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson responded.
It is not a legacy of affordability. It is not a legacy of accountability. It is not a legacy that makes Minnesotans proud.
After several stumbles in House committees, the OIG bill is finally advancing to the House floor. Author Matt Norris.
I'm thrilled. I think this is a process that Minnesotans should be proud of.
The Senate passed its Health and Human Services package that includes boosts to health care coverage and SNAP benefits. And the Senate tax bill includes property tax relief. It just needs to get the House to agree. From the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
Speeding continues to be a deadly problem on Minnesota roads, with 102 people killed and 388 seriously injured in speed-related crashes last year. Nearly 300 law enforcement agencies are launching a high-visibility enforcement campaign now through Labor Day as part of the 100 Deadliest Days of Summer. During that period last year, 111 people were killed in Minnesota crashes. The University of Minnesota Voyager's Wolf Project has captured video of cougar cubs in Minnesota, marking the first time in over 100 years evidence of reproduction has been documented. DNR research biologist John Erb says reproduction is a key step towards establishing a permanent population.
You can't build a population if all you have is some wandering males, or even females if they're wandering. It takes a male and a female showing up at the same spot, staying put, breeding, and successfully having kittens.
In other headlines, judges, attorneys, county and state officials are observing Law Day today in Minnesota. Second District Judge Vina Eiler says it's a national day to highlight the justice system.
To really celebrate the rule of law, the legal process, and the role that the law plays in our democracy. And so it was something that was first started by the American Bar Association.
The statewide average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline now tops $4. AAA Minnesota reports today's average is $4.01 a gallon. That's up 27 cents from last Friday and 50 cents from 1 month ago. The nationwide average rose to $4.39. The cheapest gas in Minnesota is $3.59 a gallon in Big Stone County. And authorities in Otter Tail County are investigating a house fire that left a home completely destroyed Thursday afternoon. This is MNN.